You are now ready for a new episode of Minions and Musings. Evil Jeff back behind the mic once again. Welcome in. Well, if you're paying attention, no podcast last week. Two things. One, didn't have enough time with several things that were going on. But number two, I just really didn't have any desire to podcast last week. It was just one of those days. It also didn't help the fact that my normal time that I normally would try to record, etc., things had changed around, so there was the spare time that I had was occupied with something else, and where I could have made some time here and there, again, the desire just was not there. But after I got up Monday morning, I started thinking about this week's podcast, and there was a desire to have the podcast. And that's what I want to kind of mention today, talk about a little bit what went on and why was there a shift in this whole idea of, you know, oh, do I want to do a podcast or not? Last weekend, I had the opportunity to play in two games, the normal Saturday game every other week with Che Webster and the other guys, Bob and Reverend Derek. And we finally got to kind of get back into the dungeon that Che had prepared for us. And I will say that this is one of those things that was weird. The layout of this dungeon, and Chase already alluded to it, he's using a map from somewhere else, and for the life of me, I know it is familiar, but I can't think of where it is. I'm not going to go hunting for it either, but just the design of it just was yelling out at me, like, yes, this is what it is, you know. And even after we went through kind of clearing out some rats and so forth, I went down a hallway and into a room, and all of a sudden it was like, oh, this sounds so familiar, it just looks familiar, and I can sort of envision the map, but I know I'm missing something. We get to a room and determine that there is this secret door high up on a wall, kind of looking at the floor, realizing that there's some indentations, realizing there was some sort of platform there. I was like, okay, now I really, really feel like I've seen this before, and I cannot think where. It's driving me crazy. It'll come to me eventually, but again, I'm not going to go hunt it out. The Sunday night game, finally we had that after several weeks of a player not being available, two people being sick, the GM being sick 1 week, and this week we were able to play, even though we were down one player. There's only three of us, but knowing what was kind of still there, kind of finishing up sort of a loose end that we had, it was okay. We kind of felt it was okay to just use two players, even though we really not want to. We have, there's a fourth player that we may be able to bring into this game. We're just kind of waiting on that person to join us. So, and once that happens, then we won't feel so bad if one person's gone. We'll have at least three players. And that allows us to keep the game going, because with just two players, it just there's enough going on, you feel like somebody's going to miss something. If we have four players and one person's out and three people are able to play, it doesn't seem quite as onerous for that. So that's where we are with that. And, it was a good time to play for, I don't know, what was it? Just over, no, it was about an hour and a half, I think we ended up playing. Finishing up what we had done several weeks prior, finish up the village that we were visiting, and sort of marking out what we were going to do next. So we still have a few other things to work on with that game, but we're getting to a point where we're going to kind of skip a week or two, maybe. Now, maybe like maybe a week worth of time, moving the storyline ahead. So, last weekend was good. The fact that I was able to play in two games, and though I did not podcast. On Monday, I started reflecting, why was I so willing and wanting to make sure I got a podcast done this week versus last week when, even though I had a schedule change, I did have opportunity to record, but I didn't. Didn't feel like it one bit. And I think it came down to sort of this mental thing of what had happened the previous weeks. Because with the previous podcast, I've been on a roll of going through and talking about the world of Felmir. But the Felmir game had actually been delayed. It had been a month since we had last played. And likewise with my Sunday game. So as I looked at it, realized that I had my own negative connotations with podcasting and not gaming and everything, and just sort of was in that funk of, man, I don't get a chance to play. It's just, and not wanting to talk about role playing, not talking about anything there. And finally, it hit that point. And while I'm not one to be moody, one to be, reticent many times to do something, I could tell that my energy level had gotten back up on Monday. And desire to do RPG stuff was there, like, yeah, let's get in there and do it. And I think that's just sort of an observation I'm making about myself, is that my desire is tied to gaming. Now, there was a period of time there that we had several weeks of no games back in January and February, but that wasn't a problem for me. And the reason being is that I had gone to the local convention and did some board gaming and had done some stuff with a friend. And there, I think, lies the thing, the social aspect of getting together and doing something, in this case, board gaming, really kind of charged up that battery and helped me move along. So, what am I getting at here? I think all of us have that battery. And how we charge it, how much it gets charged, really depends upon the social aspects that we have, how often we can game, And beforehand, I guess I took it a little bit more lightly. But it's interesting that I finally just saw just that little bit of it in myself. So, okay. There, mental health update. But yeah, I think it's just that chance of getting to play on a regular basis, and as long as it doesn't get sidetracked. And if it does, what if I know that there's not going to be a game due to for some reason? Well, I'm guessing that if I can try to board game or do some other social activity, you know, maybe there's something I can do with the minions, that may help recharge that battery to where the desire to do more RPG stuff, create stuff in the world of Felmir, podcast, whatever, will be there. All right, well, that's it for this week. Thanks for hanging out there. I will say that I have done some more testing, and Riverside, we're looking at trying to see if we could fool Riverside's webpage by using the desktop version on mobile devices, phones, and tablets. And at this point, it's still recognizing the device, which I halfway expected anyway. I guess I'm going to have to tear into the Riverside web page on my computer, look at the code on it, and see what it's doing. See if it's really something that can't be done on a tablet. My only other thought that I'm thinking now is they said do it on your computer or laptop. And I'm wondering now if my Chromebook that I've got hidden off to one side somewhere, if I can remember where I put it, wonder if it classifies as a laptop. Because if that's the case, then there may be some hope for us later on with using these tools. I'm not going to hold out hope on that. I got a feeling that they're going to look at the operating system of that Chromebook and be like, nah, friend, not going to happen. But who knows? There is that. I have yet to do any serious testing with two other programs that I think may be worthwhile. But when I do test, I'll put out the result out there so you can hear it. Thanks for stopping by. Be safe, game well, and see you next time.